Sabbath love. The man standing before Jesus with a withered hand, as per historian Dr. Ron Charles, was a construction worker in Herod's temple. After the temple was built, the Jewish leaders cut off their hands to penalize them for working on Sabbath. The historian tells us that it didn't stop here. The Pharisees cut the family off. They even prevented this man from worshipping normally. He had to take a back seat. Now they were conniving to cut off Jesus, God himself. Jesus knew their intentions, yet continued his acts of mercy. He goes to God's house and contradicts their authority by demonstrating true leadership. He asks the man to stand in front for all to see. He restores the hand. Jesus saw stubbornness. Mark 3:5 says he looked around at them in anger and was deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts. Jesus was angry, but more so deeply distressed at the opposition resulting from hardness of heart. Yet he spoke soundness. Before speaking, he reached out to heal. Luke 6:8 says, "But Jesus, knowing what they were thinking, and said to the man with the shriveled hand, 'Get up and stand in front of everyone.' So he got up and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, 'I ask you, which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it?'" Matthew 12:11 says, "And he said to them, 'What man is there among you who has a sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will he not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable then is a man than a sheep? So then it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath.'" There was no anger in his speech. He continued to teach the right attitude with patience. When we correct others, is it with positivity? And finally, we see that Jesus continues to show kindness. Matthew 12:13, "Then he said to the man, 'Stretch out your hand.' He stretched it out and it was restored to normal like the other." How do we show kindness in front of those who are hard-hearted? The man went away with a new hand and a new life. The Pharisees went away with shriveled hearts. When we stand up for Christ to show his love, there will be healing and opposition. We have to be prepared to face both. While we may think others are hard of heart, we too have areas of hardness. Are we really listening to Jesus?